This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Basket of Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff. Jeff will be in tomorrow. I'll be out tomorrow, just kind of taking a little bye week R&R. You good with that? On a long weekend, too.
You kidding me? You've played the game correctly.
I know. Crazy,
you
right?
Saw a three-day weekend and went, I could turn this into a four-day weekend. And that's what you did with one vacation. That's just good math.
Hey, you're
a smart man.
I was mathing well.
You're a smart
this time,
man.
Yeah.
You played the game accordingly.
216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. You can always hit us up on social media, the X at CLE Talking Heads. I kind of want to dive back into yesterday for a moment, and I'm still curious a lot of people's thoughts. I think it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just a waste of time. It hit me by the end of the day because I think that we spend a lot of time trying to circle the wagons on why Deshaun Watson's here sometimes, trying to figure out who made the call on why he's here and where they're going with Deshaun Watson. And I think, and maybe because it's the bye week, we're doing some reflection. And, you know, your general manager spoke yesterday, and Andrew Berry, we didn't get a lot of answers from him yesterday. And it's not like he's not going to come out there and go, you know what, man, Deshaun Watson bringing him in was a stupid idea and it was mine. Well, he might actually say, he might take ownership, because that's one thing that he and Kevin Stefanski don't mind doing. They're like, oh, it's on me. It's on me, right? How many times have we heard Kevin
say it was on all of us. It was all of our decisions together.
That's true. So he put it on all of them. But
on everybody.
But again, who are we talking to? Oh, it was Mike Florio. He said, well, you know, if you walk, I thought this was a great analogy. He said, you walk into an office and the person that owns the company sees that whoever's sitting at the desk when you walk in to greet you when you get there or to send you the right direction decided that it was a good day to put out a bowl of the big Snickers bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the boss comes in and goes, hey, what a great idea. Way to come through. I think our customers will love this, that you put out these free Snickers bars, right? And now everybody in the building now suddenly has Snickers bars sitting at their desk because they think it's a good idea. It's just, it's inherent power, I think, sometimes, or inherent mental thinking. Influence? Well, influence is probably the right way to say it. So it's just, it's influence that, you know, if the owner said, hey, Deshaun Watson's the guy we want, then everybody on board, the boss wants it. There's a line sometimes that Jeff and I use, and I don't know if you'd appreciate that I'm saying something here, but I'm going to say it anyway. And we both kind of believe in it. Sometimes when things, and it's not just like the business we're in, it's every business. Like, there are times when we get upset with people that we work for. Everybody does. It's totally natural. And a lot of times, Jeff will look at me and go, well, it must be what they wanted. And I go, you know what? You're right. You're right. It must be what they wanted. And
that is the Jeff Phelps mantra.
Yeah, but it calms you down, doesn't it?
It must be what they want.
It's like, I don't know.
It's right up there.
It's mental Prozac for you, because you're like, because if you can sit there and go, I don't agree with what we're doing here, but it must be what they wanted. So if you're sitting there and you're a general manager or a head coach and suddenly you've got a player who's suddenly thrown into your lap and you don't like it, you don't really have a choice. So it must be what they wanted.
Right.
And I just, it's a brilliant line. And I think probably Jeff told me that like when I was in college. And maybe I didn't understand it then, but I totally understand it now. And sometimes there are things you do, as long as they're legal, right, that the boss wants that you may not agree with, but you can execute it and try to be a pro's pro.
The other corollary that goes with it must be what they want is sometimes the simplest answer is the right answer. I think we all kind of know why Deshaun Watson is here. I think we can all lay that out pretty easily. I think the general manager went, hey, the Texans are looking to move on from Deshaun Watson. Let's meet with him.
And, oh, by the way, we're one of four finalists.
Hey, coach, can you work with this guy? Oh, you can?
Of course I
cool.
can.
Cool. Hey, owner, do you mind cutting the check for this guy? Okay. Like, sometimes the simplest explanation is the one. And maybe then ownership came in after that when Watson said no the first time, came in after that and went, you're getting him. Maybe it's just that simple. And the problem is,
you're getting him, but you got to give him the biggest contract in the history of the game. Sorry.
And the problem that we are currently running into is you're stuck, which is the worst position that anyone wants to be in any aspect of their life. The worst place to be is stuck. The worst place to be is on the treadmill, where you're not moving forward, you're not moving backward, you're just moving in place. And the problem we are in right now is the Browns are stuck. And that's the part that everybody hates. And that's why everybody is angry, is because they're stuck. You're just stuck. So how do you get unstuck? And so everyone's solution to unstuck is to unstick, I should say, not unstuck. Holy mackerel, that was horrible English. Is basically, for lack of better terminology, the French Revolution. Okay, let's go. We're storming Versailles. Get me Marie Antoinette's head. Go get me King's head. This is how we're getting. That doesn't get you unstuck now.
Wait, can you do me a favor while you're doing that? Can you find that Valjean guy that stole a loaf of bread? Because we're going to chase him for the next two and a half hours and sing about it.
There is again, when you and I get our podcast,
yes,
and we drag Nard in,
yeah,
fighting, kicking, and screaming, where we go off on things that don't matter, I have a lot of hot Les Mis takes.
You do?
I have a lot of hot Les Mis takes.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. It's not my favorite.
Is it hotter than the fact that you spend 2 hours watching one guy chase another guy because he stole a loaf of bread?
This isn't the place for us to get very deep
into
Les Mis. Nobody is coming to Sports Talk Radio going, are we getting into Les Mis today?
Yeah, but you know what? There are folks that are listening to our show right now that are trying to do the right thing, and they may end up at Les Mis with their significant other because their significant other really wants to go see Les Mis because the music's pretty good. And all of a sudden, I mean, if Borat can be in Les Mis, it's open for all, right? Because he is the master of the house.
Now we're all over the place.
Now we're too far down the road?
But this is the problem. This is where we're at. Is now everybody is torches and pitchforks about to storm Versailles. Going, all right, get me Marie Antoinette's head. Like, that's where we are. But the problem is even if you fire the general manager and you fire the coach, the problem continues to exist. All you've done right now is the equivalent of eating a Snickers bar. If you're just like, okay, now I have a little bit of satisfaction. Oh, look, everything's still bad. Like,
but you're not hungry.
For a little bit. That's the problem. We're stuck. We're just stuck. We're stuck.
Curtis is in Cleveland. Hello, Curtis.
How are you, Curtis?
Hey, Andy. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up? Dan's in today, too. Say hello to my friend, Dan.
Yeah.
You are a little Dan.
All right. Thank you, man. Just appreciate you. Sure.
Hey, listen. I want to preface this by saying that Deshaun Watson and Joe Flacco both went 4-1 last year, and they helped put them in the playoffs. So they made billions of dollars off of them, regardless of Nichols' dime they gave him. But anyway...
Wait a second.
You got a playoff share out of the thing, which I partially get, and the NFL prints money to begin with. But
Curtis, did you just say Deshaun Watson's making nickels and dimes? You did not just say that.
He made $230 million, and they made $70 billion. You do the math.
Okay. You make it sound like Curtis. Let's hang on. I'll let you say everything you want to say, but can we live in the real world for a second? First of all, do you know anyone with that much money personally?
Nope.
Meaning.
I'd like to.
I don't think I do.
Deshaun Watson is rich. Jimmy Haslam is wealthy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. So he made his money off of him already. So he ain't. And it would be stupid for him to get rid of any coach, any general manager, any player who have to make billions of dollars last year by getting him in the postseason. Because they're not in the postseason if he don't go to Baltimore and beat Lamar Jackson, and he don't beat Joe Burrow by about 20 points, and he don't beat Ryan Tannehill down there in Tennessee. They're not in the playoffs last year.
All right, so what's the point there, my man? What do you got, Kurt?
So my point is, I'm looking at the numbers, right? Because I'll go back to analytics. So the guys completed 63% of his passes this year, in spite of the fact that 20% of his passes have been dropped. He would have been completing ridiculous 83% of his passes. Now, listen, I'm just analytically speaking to you. Now, they never had the same start lineup in 99 games. They all had a different lineup every year. He was getting sacked like six times a game. And Mary Kay kind of said after 2 weeks, and you don't know why I deserve the Browns closer to her. She said after 2 weeks, she said he's going to get killed. He's not going to make it.
He was on pace for 94 sacks this year.
Also on pace
for that.
But they've been missing four offensive line. They haven't had the same offensive line for 2 weeks in a row all year.
Right? All right, so Curtis, let me ask you this, because I see where you're going with this. Do you think Deshaun Watson's starting quarterback next year when he's healthy?
Hell yeah. It'd be foolish to let go of Watson. When you got a quarterback out there, man, and his team is allowing the most sacks in the league, and they're dropping the most passes in the league, and they commit the most penalties in the red zone in the league, you're going to have Joe Montana, man. They ain't going to do you no good.
Curtis, do you find yourself having this argument with other people?
No, because we observed the game from an analytical standpoint. We feel like the Cleveland Browns have let Deshaun Watson down.
Bye.
Okay, your analytics and my analytics are a little different.
All right, give me your analytics then.
Okay.
Thank you, Curtis.
Look at a great number called average depth of target, okay? Basically, how far are you throwing the ball to the person you want to throw it to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Watson's toward the bottom of every single one of those. Jameis Winston's come in for two games. Now, I'll give you Wyatt Teller. Fine. More welcome to have Wyatt Teller. Sean Watson wasn't pushing the ball down the field. It felt like this entire offense just had a dome on it. And it wasn't because people weren't open. It was because the quarterback wouldn't throw it. And Jameis Winston came in under the same offensive line and pushed the ball down the field. Joe Flacco came in, same offensive line, pushed the ball down the field. There is clearly something going on with Deshaun Watson, whether it's fear of interceptions, fine, whatever. Inability to read the field, okay, fine, whatever. Something going on with the shoulder? Hey, I don't know. I don't have his shoulder. It is a clunky, broken offense with that guy in it. And something needs to change in there. Are some of the drops because the receivers are dropping passes? Sure. Are some of the drops because they're thrown behind the receivers and all that kind of stuff with it? Yeah. There's a lot of different aspects that go in this. All I can tell you is if you want an offense where the ball is being pushed down the field and you're trying to gain chunk plays, 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards at a chunk, Deshaun Watson isn't doing that for you. He just wasn't. We have a big enough sample size to look at now and go, there are no explosive plays coming from this offense. If you have no explosive plays, then every single time down the field, you are the New York Jets offense, except you don't have the Aaron Rodgers whole shot deep ball involved there. You are just five here, six here, five here, six here. And what have we learned? How hard it is to build all of that on top of each other, going down the field, getting 5 to 6 yards a chunk. You need to get 15. You need to get 20. You need to get 30. And Deshaun Watson showed you he cannot do that.
All right, we'll continue on with this conversation about the Browns. And I just think going backwards and pointing fingers on why he's here, it's just verbal garbage. It happened. There's nothing you can do about it. And you can't change any of that. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Jamal White's going to join us at high noon. Also, the morning show was talking about a trend that I happened to notice too. If you didn't hear what they were talking about, we're going to bring it back up here in a little bit. So 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.